The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Good news for great white sharks. The species numbers are on the rise off both the east and west coast of the United States. The species had been feared to be in decline. Despite their name recognition, the sharks made infamous by the movie Jaws are rather mysterious in the wild, and it's difficult for scientists to get a handle on their population size. Great whites are generally solitary creatures that spread out widely. Populations typically don't aggregate around regular feeding areas, especially along the East Coast. With adults sometimes growing to be more than 6 meters long, great white sharks are not easy to capture. And unlike whales and other marine mammals, sharks don't need to go to the surface to breathe. Analysis suggests the great white shark population took a dive in the 1970s and 80s with the expansion of recreational and commercial shark fishing. But sightings of the species started to rise again after conservation and management efforts took effect in the 1990s. Studies have identified patterns showing where the sharks tend to move throughout the seasons. They like Florida waters in the winter and move northward in the spring, sometimes traveling to places as far as Newfoundland and the Gulf of St. Lawrence in Canada.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.